Hey, morning there, Papa Joe. What is it, March 10th, I think, today? 9th or 10th? So all the school kids, tired little heads, clamor to the bus stop. Full moon. You know, what I was thinking this morning as I was putting my socks on and getting ready to leave. It's early. It's about 6:40 for the whole project the superintendent wants done. I'm trying to get in a little bit early today. And there's a Cornwell Tools guy. He used to be the Mag Tooler. There's a big tool truck out in front of his house. He's a brave bastard, that guy. Being here in Belton with a big fucking truck full of tools. So as I was putting my socks on this morning, I was thinking, you know, one of my early morning pleasures is to make sure the house is picked up. It looks good for Carrie and the kids in the morning. And more than that, this is especially since I share the room with him, Miles' room. I love getting that little thing tidied up. I love looking at the innocence of that little bed that he's not sleeping in yet, but he will. With his pillows and his little drawer and his little shoes and all these things, and just making sure that everything is in order, because there's mornings like today where I get in there and it's just chaos. I mean, there's just shit everywhere. There's a towel from last night's bath. There's a sweatshirt I'm sure he wanted, because Zen and I had karate last night, so I'm not there on Tuesday nights when he's getting ready to go down. It is always a very calm and tranquil time for him. Even nap yesterday was. But I've hit a new epiphany in my life with that. And I'm not going to deviate. I'll finish this thought. But there's just something altogether grand about having that room look good. Get the laundry out of there. Get everything picked up. Get everything looking good. And to flick that light off and just have that feeling of calm, that his room has been calmed. His little space. But anyways, I've hit the kind of a new epiphany with Miles. It's like, I don't know, it seems like the last like 5-6 months, people are like, how's everything going with Miles? How you guys doing? It's like, from now on, it's going to be, you know what? He's a delightful little kid. It's good to love him. That's it. I just can't talk about status anymore. It's like, once we start talking about statuses and clanking whiskey cups, or, you know, talking to, you know, exes about how your life is and all this other shit, it just seems like there's these little episodic episodes that come up, and they always will. But more than that, just like with a lot of things with Miles, it's like whenever people want to talk about it, it's like, yeah, it's, you know, I love loving him, you know? He's a uniquely cool little kid, and it's great to love him. That's it. Keep it at that. If you want any more, you can see what I decide to let out on the blog. Other than that, I'm here. Quick and tasty. Quick trip plan. Speaking of, I gotta go to the doctor this Friday because the top of my middle finger's numb on my hand. Gotta get some blood work done too. Figure out what's going on. If there's anything going on, maybe it was just a pinched nerve, but I'm starting to feel like all of these habits, like you say, that catch up to you at 40 are catching up now. And I'm just a little beat up from the liquor to the caffeine to the, you know, foods to everything, you know. So we'll see what happens. They get stuck in another traffic jam on 71. Story of our lives lately, collectively, those of us that have to brave this. It's like saying 71 used to be something to me where it was like, huh, what is 71? Bruce R. Watkins? What is that? Is that south side of town, southeast? I mean, I never knew what that was. Fucking until I was fucking, oh God, at least 30. I spent my whole life not knowing. I mean, they didn't have it done until probably around my late 20s, but still, it's that roadway now that's just getting fucking picked apart. This part of town. Now we all sit in the traffic jam wondering who Bruce and R. and Watkins is. But, at any rate, that's all I got for right now is another ambient disc of mine twirls on. Tell you what, music, man. If there's anything that makes me continue to believe in the goodness of this world and the rightness of its trivialities, it's music. Beauty of sweet fucking music. All right, pal, do me a favor. Get those wings extended to do a couple backflips, like you were when you were a kid with Rusty at your side. Enjoy it.